Freeman is our guest for the rest of the hour. Coming up, we're going to play a few more clips of the impeachment hearings, mix that in. This is big news. We're posting all those up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, as well as articles about the latest info. Freeman is our guest for Infowars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to be skipping some of the breaks today. So if you're listening on the web and don't want to miss any of those, be sure and go get on the right stream, Infowars.com. Those are different streams there than the network. Freeman, continue. I want to get into the Masonic information, the messages, and the money, because they believe in great power. That's past. They believe that, you know, commerce is a ritual, so it's added ritual. They believe us carrying it out over and over again adds to it. And so I want to get into why they showed the Pentagon attack, the World Trade Center's attack on the money. I mean, everybody looks at it. People don't even believe us about 9/11 being an inside job. Go, oh, my God, that is that. In the series of money that came out the year before the attacks, I want to go through all that. But right now, Disney's been caught with occultism. Like we told you, Madonna was doing rituals. Like we told you, Britney Spears was, and now they admit they are. You know, kissing and with the snake and the dancers, and now they admit it. Okay, so see, there's not debating. They admit it, but still, you've been programmed to say it's not real. Same thing with Disney. Same thing with the Mouseketeers. Get into that.
Yes. If now, when we're looking at these genealogies once again, a few of them might surprise you. Now, as we know, we can't prove much of this with, like, Hitler's mom being a maid in the Rothschild mansion, right? Well, Disney's bloodline is the same. It's hidden. It's coded. Nobody knows who Disney's dad really is.
Same thing with the Bushes.
And the same with the Bushes. And the Pierce, which we'll get to. So when we start to look into the picture, we find that, okay, first of all, Walt Disney was hired by J. Edgar Hoover to instill mind pattern programming into the children. It was an FBI plan. It was instigated. Now,
by the way, that's come out. The FBI was involved with Disney. That's mainline history.
Yes. And we will find it was a E.E. Conroy that was the actual officer that got Disney involved. When we come down through it, we find that, of course, the Walt Disney World is nothing more than a military-industrial corporation. The whole ride, every show in there, every ride is sponsored by a military corporation. So we've got pretty much their dream, their utopia, as symbolized in Walt Disney World. So now what happens is we've got these lists of Mouseketeers. We've got Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Lindsay Lohan, Justin Timberlake. And then Madonna and Prince and Michael Jackson were also all affiliated with Walt Disney, but not Mouseketeers. And what we find are these five people have won the Emmys the last 5 years in a row, or 2 years in a row. This is ridiculous. This is obvious to me. This is quite obvious. And then what they will do is use these people in high-profile rituals. And so at the Super Bowl, when Janet Jackson had her breast fall out.
She had a son on it.
She had a son on it, and this is the hermaphroditic symbol because the goddess is always shown bearing a breast, and the god is always symbolized as golden sun. So we're back to the hermaphrodite, and that's why they interrelate the god and goddess type.
Male-female. Yeah.
Exactly, male and female. And you can see this incorporated in all their architecture, the symbol of Target, the very symbol of the Star
of
David.
And so that was a black magic ritual at the Super Bowl.
Right, using us as the people to watch. Then of course, they believe this gives the spell more power, that everybody's watching, everybody's performing, and the same thing Hitler did. So then we come down further, and we've got Britney and Madonna and Christina Aguilera. So we've got all the Mouseketeers once again coming down in another high-profile ritual at the MTV Awards. And this is the one where Madonna's dressed as a worshipful master in her top hat and her gloves, or her black tuxedo, like a worshipful master of a Freemasonic lodge, coming down the stairs and doing an alchemical wedding with Britney and Christina Aguilera, the two Mouseketeers, giving an open mouth kiss to Britney Spears and a closed mouth kiss to Christina Aguilera, which is also symbolic of the left hand and right hand paths of magic.
Yeah, the right hand wasn't as intense, but she gives the wild, passionate left hand path to Britney.
Exactly. And we can find the same symbolism being incorporated in the Temple of the Goddess in Nashville with the Parthenon. You have the goddess with the sprite putting this, the wreath on her head. I found the same symbolism in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi, with the goddess putting the wreath on. And I can go around and find the same symbolism in Masonic architecture over and over again.
All right, we're going to take this break. We're going to skip the 20 after. Freeman, we need all the time we have with him. Your call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Transmission continues. We'll leave you during the break with a slideshow.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So Freeman, they have these public rituals, these rock concerts, these Kabbalic rituals. It's all the same stuff. The Super Bowl, bearing the breast, the goddess always and only statues bears one breast, and then they add the sun symbol in with it. A lot of times in the big monuments, you see a goddess carrying a standard that has a sun. So it's saying male and female. And if it's fully to the goddess, the sun will be below her, but most of them the sun is above. But it's showing union of those. Now, they did the same thing with the money, because this is the biggest ritual. It's passing hands. It's being worshipped. It's being loved. You'll kill your grandmother, shoot her and bet on which way she'll fall for this money that they produce, that their power comes from. And during the slideshow we've been showing, and as it cycles through, you'll see the $5, the $10, the $20s, the hundreds. All the different aspects of the towers on fire, even at the same levels, the collapse, the Pentagon, everything. Break it down for us.
All right. Well, this was an interesting thing for me, and this is where having some foreknowledge of their tactics helps. Because now I had predicted the date of 9/11. I had followed through following the fall of Bill Clinton, the rise of the W, and at that moment knew that 9/11 would be the date that they'd pulled their major terrorist attack. And I told everyone I knew. Unfortunately, I didn't know you. So I didn't have it on here, but I had predicted the day of 9/11, and I didn't know what would occur. I just knew the date. I'm following the Kabbalism. Well, on that day, I had a dozen people at my door standing there wondering how I knew. But now what was curious to me was that at least four of these people had their bills already folded up into the Twin Towers on 9/11, on the very day. Now, for me, being a conspiracy theorist, as it were.
I remember the first place I saw that was Chris Athanas and Corey Cordes and others on their show. First place that broke, I remember, for anybody, within days, they were folding money up. And then years later, it was all over the news.
Right. And now, it was posted on the Internet that day. And if somebody just happened to figure this out and all of a sudden show it on the very day, I don't believe. I believe that this is being shown to us, letting us know. Now, the curious thing is that those bills were...
And they're letting you know, we're the ones that print the money, we're the ones that did it.
Exactly.
It's like when Special Forces would leave an ace card in Vietnamese communists they killed.
Yeah.
It's a cue card. It's a marking their territory.
Now, if we're looking at it esoterically, if we're looking at it from a magician standpoint, they put these bills out in 1996. And that was when they made the first change. If you look at the bills prior to 96, they don't fold into the Twin Towers. I have pictures there, if we can show them, showing the 20s, where you can see that they don't fold into the Twin Towers prior to 96. And 1996 is the same year that Saddam Hussein is announcing he's Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated, rebuilding the Tower of Babel.
By the way, that was on the news. Again, Madonna admits she's doing rituals. They all do. He's announcing he's Nebuchadnezzar. Google that. I mean, again, they all believe this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the headline of Y2K was Muslims stop the Freemasons from capping the Great Pyramid with gold. I mean, this stuff has all been in the news. Everything.
There was a big fight in Egypt. George Bush Sr. flies there, and then they say, no, we're not capping it with gold. They had huge movie screens with horned goblins dancing and fire shooting up out of the ground.
Yeah. So what we're looking at now with this bill, and from 1996, not only did they rebuild Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar, they were also building the Nashville Bicentennial Mall that we talked about last time, which you can see pictures of on FreemanTV.com. These bills now in an esoteric, in a magical state, are already promoting to us the idea, the concept, because they believe that we have like a holographic mind and that we are able to incorporate this knowledge without actually seeing it. And so it's already been there for since 1996 up to 2001, 5 years we've got it being imprinted into us through these bills. And then on the day, on 911, they allow us to see it. They put it out on their interweb. Now, what I found really interesting was that as they were promoting this, AOL, which, of course, their symbol is the eye in the pyramid, was putting out a poll, because every time you turn on AOL, it gives you a little questionnaire. And their poll was, would you take a national ID card? And so they are instilling this mind pattern, predictive programming into us. They constantly are doing so, and they do it in what they consider magical means, using exactly what the dollar bill is a talisman. It is simply a magical spell. This is the reason that the $1 bill has never changed, because it holds most of their archaic symbols. They don't want to change that. And so, but as we watch now, in their mind pattern programming, they're starting to make the bills less and less real.
And they admit that you're getting ready for a change. They admit that all these major mints are built as temples, and then you can even, as you said last week, you can even call up the mints and they'll admit it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And you'll find them dated to the Anno Lucius calendar, which is the Masonic calendar, the Age of Light, straight back to Lucifer again. But this is a magic spell. That is what the dollar is. It's known as a pentacle, a talisman. It's a symbol of what, you know, of a magic spell. It's an enchantment. It has no real value. It's a piece of paper. But, so they are using these symbols, signs, and seals to carry us forth, to bring us forward on their agenda, and we are lost in the enchantment. They're using Hollywood. They're using every method that they have at their disposal to bring us into this fascist dictatorship, this corporate reality that we're all begging for. They have us begging for it.
Continue.
Well, let's look at this just a little bit deeper. And as we're looking into of how they bring us into their agendas, how they do the mind pattern programming, We can travel all the way back to the blowing up of Parliament, the gunpowder plot of 1605, which was brought forth by two men known as Percy and Catesby. But, of course, they didn't want these two men to come forward. Instead, they would bring about their Fall Guy. And Guido Fox, or Guy Fox, was the original Fall Guy. But this Percy bloodline that was known to be the instigators of the gunpowder plot to blow up King James in Parliament, their bloodline had to change their name to Pierce. And we find this Pierce bloodline comes down to Franklin Pierce, our 14th president of America, and we have the same bloodline from who tried to blow up King James. But, of course, Franklin Pierce was then ousted and replaced by James Buchanan, who is a direct descendant of King James, the one the Pierce bloodline tried to blow up. So now, is this happenstance? No, this is ritual, this is agenda, this is a moving forward. This is a bloodline agenda.
And you have to understand that the Masons are always killing and re-killing and re-resurrecting Hiram Abiff. So they're into this, doing the same ritual over and over again. They believe it gets more power each time.
Exactly. And we come down to the Pierce bloodline coming down to Pauline Pierce. Now, Pauline Pierce was friends with Aleister Crowley, and she is known to have gone off to France and had a ritual with Aleister Crowley. So Pauline Pierce and Aleister Crowley off doing... Now, what you must realize is once you get up in the higher levels of Freemasonry, with like the Ordo Templi Orientis, the Order of the OTO, this is sex ritual, is sex magic, and that's where you get all of these hermaphroditic sexual symbols like Target Sun Sun. So Pauline Pierce...
Which is a pyramid from on top.
Target
symbols looking down on a pyramid, a step pyramid.
Pauline Pierce then has a sexual ritual with Aleister Crowley. She comes back, and lo and behold, she's pregnant. Now, whether or not she was pregnant through Marvin or through Aleister Crowley is not known by the public, but then what we find is she gives birth to Barbara. Barbara Pierce then marries the head of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, and we have...
And you've tracked this. This is a fact.
Well, as much as we can prove Hitler's the Rothschild, I can prove W is the grandson of the...
Well, that's even the mainline history books, that his father's mother did work in the Rothschild house, and that he did have a bunch of illegitimate children and did place her.
And it was mainstream media when Pauline Pierce went to France with Aleister Crowley and had a sexual ritual.
And so, but then she is connected to Barbara.
Yes. Yeah. Pauline Pierce is Barbara Bush's mother.
That is a fact.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You look at the picture, you know, and Barbara Bush looks very much like Aleister Crowley, and that would make George W. Bush the grandson of the Beast, 666, and that's what Aleister Crowley called himself. I look at the picture, I look at the news, I see it. You know, it's up to you to decide.
But to be clear, they admit that Barbara Bush's mother did have a tryst with Aleister Crowley.
Absolutely, along with Marvin Pierce, who is the owner of McCall's and Red Book Magazine. Well, she went off without him and returned pregnant. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's admitted that Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller, that his mother was a prostitute, and then that's come out. It's admitted that Rockefellers have secret breeding programs. They're obsessed with that.
Exactly. And if we believe this and we see this over and over again, then this isn't that far outside of the realms of possibility. And we can actually track this bloodline from the blowing up of King James at Parliament, or the attempt to, all the way up to the presidents and up to George W. Bush today. This is crazy. Okay, have one more. Let me throw you one more. Anna Nicole Smith, okay? She was a seeming high-profile ritual goddess for the Brotherhood, much like Marilyn Monroe, James Mansfield, that they were used in these high-profile rituals.
Now, it was Mansfield who really was in...
She was in the Church of Satan.
Yeah, I mean, that's admitted. That's admitted. Yeah.
Absolutely. And George W. Bush is admittedly a descendant of Marilyn Monroe. It was in Us Weekly magazine. I don't know.
And then Barack Obama is related to Cheney and Bush.
Exactly. You see, we're looking at a huge globalist, cabalist family. And what we find is now Anna Nicole was being passed around in these different rituals and having sex with many, many people, one of which was Prince Frederick von Anhalt. And Prince Frederick von Anhalt was the one who stood before the whole public, it's in my video, and said, no, that child is mine. Do the dates. Do the timing. She was having sex with me on a night that no one seems to remember. Now, if we look into Prince Frederick von Anhalt's lineage, we find that he is quite possibly a genetic experiment to artificially inseminate Gretel Braun with Hitler's semen. Now, we know that Clawberg was the father of artificial insemination, Karl Clawberg, and that they had kept Hitler's semen. So it's possible, right? But now Prince Frederick von Anhalt, being a Hitler, being a Rothschild, would make Anna Nicole's baby a Rothschild, right? If he truly was the father as he says he is.
Well, it goes back to the Greeks, though, that the prostitutes were at the temple. You'd go have sex with them there. That's where you... This is all crazy. I know a lot of it can be documented. Some of it can't. It's just... So bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting into some of the really esoteric things here with our guests. We're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 25th, 2008. Gold opened at $929.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $955.94, $470.80 for half ounce, and $235.40 for quarter ounce. That's $955.94, $470.80, and $235.40.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Come, you masters of war. Here to build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
Here to build the death planes. Here to build all the bombs. Here to hide behind walls. Here to hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand.
Sounds like Bob Dylan knows what's going on.
And you hide from my
eyes. Listen to all his lyrics, boy. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, he was definitely one that was trying to move forward with the concepts of liberty and freedom. And down with the understanding. I mean, once you get into that realm, once you're in the Hollywood music scene, you start to learn quickly who's in charge and who the filter is that allows people to rise to the top. And we find that that's right now, America is becoming so satanic in its music and its movement into this era as of the dark hero. From the moment of Y2K, we have been moving into the era of the dark hero, like the latest film of Batman, The Dark Knight. These are the concepts they want to instill in us: vengeance, hate, aggression. And so they have used every form of media they have in order to instill this type of mind pattern programming into us of the age of the dark hero, the age of Horus, which was heralded by Bill Clinton in his Y2K stance when he said, "It is a rising sun," and they had the River Thames burnt to the speed of the sun, and as we discussed before, the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold. This is absolutely how they work. This is their enchantment, their spell. This is why people are dressing up as a V for Vendetta character V and going out and doing protests. You know, this is the power of Hollywood. If we consider when Jaws came out, the beaches were empty. Okay, Hollywood does have power. People were afraid to go to the beach after watching Jaws. I mean, there was complaints by everyone in Florida about
that. That's the same hoax with Bin Laden. I mean, even if you believe it was real Arab attacks, 3,000 killed, you still got a better chance of being struck by lightning or many times chance of grounding or car wreck. But it's that unseen primitive fear. And then don't worry, the Black Wings of the New World Order will save you from the evil Jaws. Dun-dun.
Now, we look at their symbol. Their symbol is the double-headed eagle with one body. Now, that's
your dad's Masonic ring, let me see.
So we're looking at very much the Hegelian dialectic. The idea that they are two forces opposed, but they actually are one body. And this is where we will constantly be caught off guard if we allow them to promote the ideas of, oh, these are the bad guys and we're the good guys. So we've got to realize that it's us, the people, right now, right here, all of you listening to us, that are the good forces. And they're not going to give us a good force to fight themselves. They're just not going to do it. What we're looking at is us having to step forward and not relying on them to solve all our problems for us. We need to step away from this esoteric order and start to promote ourselves. And that's what we are doing at this point now in talking with all of you.
Tell the viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now what about your dad's ring.
Yeah, what we're looking at, definitely, you've got the double-headed eagle going on with this concept of the Hegelian dialectic, two opposing forces, one body. It's also a symbol of the god Janus. But what you're
looking forward and backward.
Yeah, looking forward and backward. And what we'll see here as well is the concept of the Hebrew, the Kabbalism being incorporated into it, because what you'll see there is the Hebrew letter R, which is Resh, which is in Kabbalism the symbol of the sun. And so so that you are well informed on this topic, they are practicing Kabbalism. Albert Pike states this over 70 times in Morals and Dogma.
But the average Mason tells you no because they're a porch Mason.
Because they don't know a thing, yes, that is absolutely right. Even the worshipful masters aren't certain why they're doing their rituals. And you have to want to know. And they'll tell you that, too. And they'll also tell you that they're going to lie to you about it until you figure it out for yourself, because that's the way they act. And that's the world we live in, and these are
show folks on camera. Right here is the camera shot. Some of the different features of this ring.
Okay, so if you can see that there, can you see that?
Yeah, we can see
that. That is the Hebrew letter R, which is a symbol of the sun in Kabbalism. And then, of course, you have your 32nd degree, which is shown up on the other side, which makes you a high level Scottish Rite Freemasonry. So you have the York Rite and the Scottish Rite. Now it's curious. Now Pope Ratzinger, or Pope Benedict, as he's known now, back when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, was firmly opposed against Freemasonry and secret societies. He put out palpable statements saying that he is standing in the opposition of any secret societies, that they are against God, and that if you are a member of the secret of the Masons, you are excommunicated from the Catholic Church. But now he has come forth and said, well, you know what, those Templars, they were okay. We're all right with the Templars and their worship of Baphomet.
Yeah, they did that a couple months ago. Stay there. Let's keep talking about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
the Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Freeman, from your studying, I want to get your perspective, your unique perspective, the power structure, because they fool us with Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Chinese, German, Mexican. They confuse us because it's the same, whether it's the Jews or the Kabbalistic system or the Druids, similar, getting into numerology, getting into all of the same gods, different names. It all goes together, no matter whether it's South Islanders, and areas they've dug up from 5,000 years ago, or whether it's Druids 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago in Europe, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 years ago. It's the same thing over and over again. It's a global system with the sciences that were developed that we call the sciences today, growing out of that, secret universities to guard the knowledge, going back to Egypt, supposedly taught to them by the gods. And then they love it that, like, they divide us between Democrat and Republican. They divide us between, you know, saying, no, it's all run by Nazis. No, it's all run by Catholics. No, it's all run by Jews. No, it's all run by, over and over again, obsessing on this. But you see Pat Robertson, the Protestant white guy with the black radical Al Sharpton, saying global government tax, you know, environmental tax. You know, they're all together. You see the Football League come out for the global tax, NFL. It's all the same system now. They're all really showing us now they're unified. And so from your research, what is the global power structure? Break that down for us.
Well, the global power structure lies in these city-states that we control religion and economics and military. They have been working towards this, their so-called utopia, for quite some time. If you study Freemasonic writings and studies, then they take you back to Atlantis. They take you back to times anterior to the Temple of Solomon. These people have been... Well, you know, it depends on how far you want to go, really, because as we're looking at Masonic ritual, we're trying to stick to their main power structure, but we have to understand where they're coming from. As you mentioned, the rituals of Hiram Abiff, as we get to the Ark of the Covenant. Now, do we believe in this? What do we think of the Ark of the Covenant? Now, when you're in a Masonic ritual, when you're doing the acting out of Hiram Abiff, who was the architect of Solomon's temple by Masonic standards, we find that this temple was built to house the Ark of the Covenant. Now, if we look into the Ark of the Covenant now, just looked at plainly, the Ark of the Covenant was the first weapon of mass destruction given to mankind by God. That's what the Israelites would use it for. They'd hold it out in front of them. Now,
that's what the Bible says.
You know. Right. So it's you know, it's how far do you want to go with this? Now, what they had there was the power of God, as they knew it, and what they would call it. And what this power was known as is the Shekinah, or the Shekinah. And this is the same term used within Freemasonry when you're asked, what is the Shekinah? It is the cloud of brotherhood that surrounds the Masonic altar, just as...
The veil.
Yeah, well... And so this is
Holy of Holies.
Their communication with God. Now, I take this back and I look at these things as high technology. I do, from Masonic studies, from their studies, they believe that there is a high technological advanced race in the ancient past that was wiped out and is now coming back to fruition. To them, America and this new global elite.
It's the new Atlantis.
It's the new Atlantis, exactly. So... They are the ones that are studying UFOs, ancient astronauts, the high technology of the ancient past. If you start getting into these studies, you're going to constantly come to a Freemason that is giving you the information. That is what they are interested in. So for me, this story goes way back in the ancient past and comes up to forth today. Now, Alex, what am I to do when a big flying V-shaped craft flies over my head? I tried to film it. I apologize. I don't have it on film.
Well, we know they have a lot of advanced technologies. The government does. So.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, for almost 20 years, they kept the V-2 bomber secret.
Exactly.
And they rolled it out in 87.
Exactly. And this was absolutely an anti-gravity craft that I saw. So who are the people in these areas? These are the occult orders, once again.
Well, it's admitted that NASA was founded by a bunch of different cults, and Crowley's people were involved, and JPL, and... All of that. We're going to have to get into that next time you are on with us, Freeman, because I need to go to some calls here. I'm sure they'll be all over the map, but it is awesome having you with us. Stay with us for the calls. FreemanTV.com. Links to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Doug in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I've been a listener for about 2.5 years. My wife and I have distributed hundreds of your DVDs, and I just wanted to compliment you on Truth Rising. It's a very moving and powerful film.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a point about Romans 13, the controversy over Romans 13.
Funny, I just clicked on InfoWars, a good article written by B.L. Beard, about that. It was just happened to click on that right when you said that. But go ahead.
Wow, all right. Well, and Christine Ebersole's speech was really great in Truth Rising. I thought that was one of the high points of the film. And she was talking about authority and truth. And I just want all the Bible believers out there to realize that our authority is the rule of law in America. And the Constitution of the United States is our authority. And that's the authority we are to submit to. And that's what Romans 13 is talking about. It's talking about lawful government. And that's the authority we submit to. And this elite, these criminals, these people that Freeman is describing here are satanic. They have taken over our government. They are the ones that aren't submitting to authority. They are our enemies, and we must stand against them.
Well, they are the revolutionaries. They want to overturn the human order. And in fact, they admitted it was occultic in the French Revolution. They wanted to have a 10-day week, no rest. They wanted to change the months of the year.
The calendar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know why this is complicated for Bible believers. The authority in our country is the rule of law, and we submit to the Constitution and the rule of law, unlike our enemies, and we must stand up against them. I feel that your show has taken a qualitative leap forward in the last couple of months, Alex. It's just a great resource and inspiration every day to us. Thank you for your show, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Things are getting a lot darker, so I'm getting a lot more focused here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Joe.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Joe. Good, sir.
I have a question. I apologize. I just woke up a couple of weeks ago. But since I have awakened, I have discovered a lot of disturbing things going on in my country, such as the FEMA concentration camps, all these executive orders giving the government permission to basically turn us into slaves.
But again, that's really lawless. Somebody can claim they're the king and claim they can eat barbecued babies on the White House lawn. Doesn't make it so.
Yes. I was wondering if you were aware of the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill that is going through the House of Representatives.
Yes.
Under H.R. 8791.
Yes.
Well, there's a little clip about it on YouTube, and it's pretty scary when you think about one of his last sentences. A lot of it, he says, is classified, but one of the things that he does say, Representative John Holler, Pennsylvania 12th District, is that also that bill also gives them the ability to draft a new Bill of Rights. Has this bill passed?
Not that I'm aware of. Listen, they're announcing they're going to videotape everybody when they basically take tests. They're announcing anybody who's in any type of real estate, it will be fingerprinted as a criminal. They're announcing they're trying to pass two bills where CPS, as we told you, they do in Europe now, and when someone's born, they come to your house and they check you. You know, guilty. We're all guilty. We all have spies watching us, controlling us. I mean, it's all happening. They are making their move. They're getting ready to shut down the web piece by piece. I mean, it's being announced. I mean, what's the name of that YouTube clip, and I'll pull it up.
Bill, we should all be scared of.
Okay, a bill.
No, the bill. Okay. The bill we should all be scared of.
The bill we should all be scared of. It's kind of good to do this on air, teach people to go look stuff up.
Yeah,
it's a minute and 46 seconds.
Minute and 47, the ones I got. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on one moment. Here we go. Go ahead and play this for folks. I got to get a new audio feed in here. This one's getting dirtier and dirtier. Here it is. This is the clip. Everybody,
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791.
And, of course, I'm glad you brought that up because that is from The Onion. And that's the one I thought it was, and that's why I'm glad that we pulled that up. And so I am aware of similar bills that do things like that. And so what The Onion does is, now distributed in most areas of the country, including Austin, Texas, New York, D.C., San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, is you can go to the John Warren Defense Authorization Act that says the president's above the Congress, and he's saying he won't let the Homeland Security Board, who are co-equal with the president, even see the plan. But we have the cover sheet, and clearly it says he's a dictator, or whoever the president happens to be. We have the Military Commissions Act saying they can secretly grab U.S. citizens and arrest us. We have the torture memos. We have all these other pieces of legislation, executive orders about work brigades, Houston Chronicle and FEMA camps. And then what happens is things like The Onion give cover to that because then it turns it all into a big joke. Then people say, oh, I heard about that. That was in The Onion. Instead of, I mean, I was just watching this hearing today. They were reading the White House saying, no, we don't let White House people be subpoenaed by Congress. I mean, Nixon tried that, and they were about to impeach him. And then they quote Nixon saying the president can do something, and it's not illegal if it is illegal. And they said, no, he was wrong then, he's wrong now. And you have the White House saying they're above the law and they can do whatever they want. And again, they're setting these precedents now. This is bipartisan. And so, sir, I appreciate your call, but again, it's things like NACERA, the National Economic Restabilization Act. Not real, been around for 12 years. Every day I have to tell people it's not real and they get mad at me. There's not a secret group in the government that saved you and everything's really okay. There's just so many hoaxes out there that end up, I'll talk about something as long as there's some evidence to it. Like, it sounds crazy that the elite are doing rituals, and that sounded crazy 10 years ago when we had Tex Mars on saying Madonna's doing rituals, Kabbalistic rituals, and he wrote books about it, newsletters, and then now for 3 years he's been saying, I do Kabbalistic rituals.
Right.
And I've been doing it for years, and now I'm telling you. Or it's crazy to report on these type things, but it's real. It's crazy to say I snuck in Bohemian Grove and got video of them doing this. And the Grove admits I snuck in and is mad I did it in TV programs they've been talked to, and they've said, the one that aired on Trio Network, but people still deny I even got that footage. People say that isn't real when the Grove admits that's real.
Yeah.
So, that's the problem with this background of this info that's out there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, John in Florida, go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I just want to touch base and figure out what are the, I kind of grew up in this thing ever since I dropped out of high school because I felt like I was being programmed. And
me too.
A lot of they're doing. How do we unprogram our minds once we become aware that they're doing it?
Sure. To clarify, I didn't drop out of high school. I quit college because I was total programming. There wasn't any feel like it. It was just, my God, I'm paying to be just sophomore level, open brainwashing. I mean,
no doubt about it.
You're paying to go to a re-education camp. That's why you hear him say education, education, education. That's to dumb you down. We've had the former head of policy department of education on about that. But, sure, I mean, what's your point? I mean, I take your point. Anything else you want to add?
Well, that's what I'm saying is, how do we unprogram our minds? I mean, when we get something like 9/11, where originally maybe we might have accepted it, and then now we know it's a lie, and then our mind is constantly going at each other, how do we get over that barrier? Because there's so many things that we are told one thing, and then it's something else, and then...
Until you just learn to accept lies and get mad at people that point out you were lied to.
Yeah. Well, what you find also is that you'll go through the different stages of grief that you find that when you find you're dying. Because learning this stuff is very similar to dying or knowing that you're going to
die. Yeah, the old lie, the old mindset dies.
Yeah. And so you will go through all these different stages until
grief
and anger until you finally get to acceptance. And once you get through these stages of grief, then you will find your path. You'll find your way through this.
All right, well, God bless you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you. We're going to take Mike and Ted's calls in the final segment, and we're going to talk behind the scenes for InfoWars.com listeners in the three-minute break that's coming up and let you finish up, Freeman. Before I do that, I want to thank some of our sponsors that have made this radio broadcast possible. One of them is an amazing atmospheric water filter. You don't need to hook up to the city water supply or go to a pond or a lake or a well. This water system's been around for more than a decade. Big company puts it out. And I've seen these incorporations in homes and really marveled at them. It has five filters in it, but they're very easy to maintenance and clean every few months. It just takes water out of the air, so there's very little in it to begin with. But it goes through UV, you name it. Just go to acolablue.com. And find out more about them, or go to InfoWars.com if you forget the name of the website, and you'll see a banner for Cola Blue. Just remember Blue, Cola Blue, and you can check out their amazing units. And we also sell Berkeys, of course, at InfoWars.com. If you want the classic gravity felt, we sell the British Berkeys on our website, InfoWars.com. They're the best gravity filter out there if you have water. But for somebody who's got solar panels, or if you're in an emergency, or just power in your house, this is a system that makes 7.5 gallons a day in normal weather, humidity, but in a desert, more than 2 gallons a day. I mean, this would keep 3 or 4 people alive in a desert, or maybe even more. What's 2.5 gallons? I mean, that's a lot of water. So 3 or 4 people. I mean, our problem here with the one we got in the office is that all of us drinking it can't drink it down each day. It keeps filling up. It's just an amazing system. AcolaBlue.com or 1-866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044. AcolaBlue.com. 1-866-585-4044. and another fine sponsor, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. J. Michael Stevens Group is the company. Steve Shank is the owner. I bought storable food from them four times, kept two of the supplies, gave the other to family. It's just an amazing high-quality food at a very low price, freeze-dried or dehydrated, so it fits in very small areas, lasts more than 10 years in climate control. Technically, it could be 20-something, but we like to say more than 10. And 10 in non-climate control, meaning in a hot garage or something. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. On the web, big fat banners, top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's 800-409-5633. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And you can also, when you call the J. Michael Stevens Group, get a free audio CD about what they do, get a free brochure, 1-800-409-5633, or watch it all. They got videos, CDs, you name it, online, audios at eFoodsDirect.com. We're going to talk with Freeman Behind the Scenes for InfoWars.com. Stream listeners, for everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes with some final calls. Stay with us.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look. Up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Wonder if we could get Neil Young to come to the Willie Nelson concert if that happens.
That'd be great.
You heard about that?
I did, yeah. I'm excited about that.
There's a warning sign. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. You're on the air worldwide. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good.
Good to finally talk to you.
I just called in today to let you know that down here in Pensacola, Florida, we are not all being jellyfish. We are trying to stand up. And we've got a 9/11 Truth Symposium that we are putting on September 27th here in town. And wanted to extend the invitation to Willie Nelson. He said he would like to have an event like that to show his face at. And we've got a good one coming together.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm helping organize the event if we do one, and he wants to do it in Austin, Texas. But if for some reason it turns out to be too complex, you don't want to do that, I am going to try to get him to at least come speak at some event. So leave that to me, as they say, and I appreciate your call, sir. Is there any website you want to plug for the event that's coming up?
Yeah, gc911truth.com.
Fantastic, my friend. Appreciate the call. Ted in Texas. Got to move quick here. Go ahead, Ted.
Alex Freeman, good afternoon. I just wanted to report on some comments from the hearings today. Vincent Bugliosi basically validated the last 8 months of work that you've been doing in front of that whole committee, talking about false flag operations, specifically bringing up how Bush proposed three ways to provoke. He talked about the UN airplane that they he proposed painting. I've heard a lot of people call
it
crazy.
We told Bugliosi about that. Yeah.
Well, he brought it to the committee, and after he called Bush a murderer, or he didn't call Bush.
He said they could be charged with murder. Him.
Yeah. The whole place erupted in cheer, and you know they were the.
Now we're posting all those videos on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, on JonesReport.com. They're going to be there for everybody all weekend. Those are the sources for all the information on the incredible hearings that we just saw.
Validation for you, Alex. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're going to cover all that throughout the weekend, and I'll have a bunch of clips ready that we're going to be playing Sunday. Be sure and join us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 p.m. Anybody can listen on the web at Infowars.com or Global Shortwave, WWCR, or on your local AM or FM dial or satellite. Hope to see everybody there.
Alex, I wanted to say that I will be at Tex Mars's talk tonight at the Chinese Emperor down south on Congress.
Is that Truth Seekers?
Yeah, at 7 p.m. tonight. And I will be in Portland for one of my lectures in ESO Zone that I need to promote that a little bit.
Good. Folks need to go to your website, Truman. Truman, I think it was the Truman Show. I need to go to, that's what my life turned into, all these cameras in here. There at freemantv.com. We are basically out of time. I was thinking that I had time to go to Dick and Ron. We just don't have time to get to you guys. I apologize. Freeman, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I don't know which China Emperor that is. I think there's a couple big Chinese food restaurants in town with similar names. Where is that?
You can find it on powerofprophecy.com. I don't have the address on me.
But, I mean, where is it in town?
It's down on South Congress. Yeah, I'd have to look it up myself. You can find it on Power Prophecy.
That's 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight.
Freeman, great job. Thanks for coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, retransmission starts in less than 1 minute at one place on the web. It's where the InfoWars starts. It's the jumping off point to bigger world, larger horizons, unlocking your minds and souls. I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the transmission. Get my new film, Truth Rising, today and spread it to everybody. As I said, the Info War relaunches for all the great info we covered in T-minus 60 seconds at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.